The federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says his party has absolutely nothing to hide in the wake of the failed sexual harassment case against the former Speaker, Peter Slipper. Tony Abbott says he has full confidence in his endorsed candidate for Fisher, Mal Brough.
Mal Brough was perfectly properly endorsed by the Liberal National Party. He's been quite transparent and upfront about his involvement. And as I said, the matter is now subject to appeal.
Tony Abbott speaking in London overnight. Well, Prime Minister Julia Gillard has just responded. She's been speaking with Sabra Lane on AM.
Well, Mr. Abbott, in saying that, is insulting the intelligence of the Australian people. Mr. Brough, when he was first asked about this matter, lied about it and then was forced to come clean as a result of media inquiries. Mr. Brough has been anything but transparent in this matter. Mr. Abbott needs to require Mr. Brough to come here to Parliament House and to stand in front of the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery and answer every question put to him, and then he should still disendorse Mr. Brough. Mr. Brough has been the subject of a judgment by a federal court judge that he, with others, conspired to attack Mr. Slipper to change the balance of power in the federal parliament. Mr. Brough has been involved in using sexual harassment claims as a political tool. In standing by Mr. Brough, Mr. Abbott is standing by conduct like that.
The judge didn't find a conspiracy. Certainly in his judgment, he talks about alleged conspirators. Has the government over-egged this? You've got ministers talking about Australia's Watergate. You've got Anthony Albanese talking about a conspiracy. Craig Emerson talking about a conspiracy. Are you over-egging this?
Sabra, read the judgment. Read the words.
I have read the judgment.
I'd be very happy for you to read the extracts of it on air, word by word. The judge finds facts that cannot be denied. The judge finds that Mr. Brough conspired with Mr. Ashby and one other person to try and destroy Mr. Slipper's involvement in politics in order to change the balance of power in the House of Representatives. That Mr. Ashby, in making sexual harassment claims, was doing that for a political purpose, not actually about the sexual harassment matter, but motivated by a political purpose. Mr. Abbott's answer to that is weasel words, no specific knowledge about details. Well, Mr. Abbott needs to come clean so the nation can move on to what ought to be the next stage of Australian politics, which is debating the issues.
The government's talked about an inquiry into this. Why not have an inquiry?
Well, the government will consider that matter. We won't rush to judgment on it. We will think about it. Mr. Abbott is saying to us that he didn't have specific knowledge of the details of the allegations before they were in the newspaper. Well, specific knowledge? What knowledge did he have? If it wasn't about the details, what knowledge did he have about the matter generally?
Specifically on his press release, though. His office says that there was a problem with that computer. Do you believe that?
Look, I am not going to put myself in the position of being a computer expert, but what I do know absolutely is this. Mr. Abbott is using fudge words to stop coming clean about this matter. Mr. Abbott ought to stand and frankly answer every question. Mr. Abbott is very good at calling on others to make full statements. Let's just do the comparison, Sabra, I'm happy to. Mr. Abbott spent a parliamentary week on a matter involving me that happened the best part of two decades ago. I answered parliamentary press gallery questions on two separate occasions until effectively the press gallery was out of questions. I took questions in Parliament. We ended up with a Parliament debate on the matter. If that's the standard for something that happened 17 years ago and has absolutely no implications for public life today, what's the standard for this? Well, 100 times more, and Mr. Abbott ought to acquit himself of that obligation.
If you feel that Mr. Slipper has been wronged here, why not reinstall him as the Speaker?
Oh, this is the most ridiculous straw man debate being put up by the Coalition as a shield. Absolutely.
The man was forced aside because of these allegations.
Absolutely, Sabra. Most ridiculous straw man debate put up by Coalition to try and avoid answering questions. Joe Hockey started
this yesterday.
There's
a question now for you.
Well, and I'm prepared to answer it. Mr. Slipper resigned. Full stop.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard speaking with Sabra Lane on AM just a short time ago. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 22 minutes past 8.